Topic 92. Fourth Initiation. Crucifixion. 1. Before the fourth initiation can be taken, the work of training is intensified, and the hastening and accumulation of knowledge has to be unbelievably rapid. The initiate has frequent access to the library of occult books, and after this initiation he can contact not only the master with whom he is linked and with whom he has worked consciously for a long time, but he can contact and assist in measure the Chohans, the Bodhisattva, and the Manu. He has also to grasp the laws of the three lower planes intellectually, and likewise wield them for the aiding of the scheme of evolution. He studies the cosmic plans and has to master the charts. He becomes versed in occult technicalities and develops fourth dimensional vision, if he has not already done so. He learns to direct the activities of the building devas, and at the same time, he works continually at the development of his spiritual nature. The life of the man who takes the fourth initiation, or the crucifixion, is usually one of great sacrifice and suffering. It is the life of the man who makes the great renunciation, and even exoterically, it is seen to be strenuous, hard, and painful. He has laid all, even his perfected personality, upon the altar of sacrifice, and stands bereft of all. All is renounced: friends, money, reputation, character, standing in the world, family, and even life itself. From Initiation, Human and Solar, pages 88 through 89. 2. After the fourth initiation, the initiate is admitted into closer fellowship in the lodge, and his contact with the devas is more complete. He is rapidly exhausting the resources of the Hall of Wisdom and is mastering the most intricate plans and charts. He becomes adept in the significance of color and sound, can wield the law in the three worlds, and can contact his monad with more freedom than the majority of the human race can contact their egos. He is in charge also of large work, teaching many pupils, aiding in many schemes, and is gathering around him those who are to assist him in future times. This refers only to those who stay to help humanity on this globe. From Initiation, Human and Solar, page 90. 3. When a man takes the fourth initiation, he functions in the fourth plane vehicle, the buddhic, and has escaped permanently from the personality ring pass not. This great act of renunciation, the fourth initiation, marks the moment when the disciple has nothing in him which relates to the three worlds of human evolution. His contact with those worlds in the future will be purely voluntary and for the purpose of service. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, page 696. 4. Since he first put his foot upon the path, he has been trying to build the Antahkarana. Even that has meant for him an act of faith, and he proceeds in the early stages with the work of building, yet scarcely knowing what he does. He follows blindly the ancient rules and attempts to accept as factual that which has not been proven to him to be a fact, but which is testified to by countless thousands down the ages. The whole process is in the nature of a culminating triumph of that innate sense of deity which has driven man forward from the most primitive experiences and physical adventures to this great adventure of constructing a pathway for himself from the dense material world into the spiritual. These higher spiritual energies have hitherto been recognized by him through their effects. Now he has to learn to handle them, first of all, by letting them pour into and through him via the Antahkarana, and then to direct them towards the immediate objective of the divine plan. Hitherto he has worked primarily with the thread of consciousness. This is anchored in the head, and through that consciousness his personality and his soul are linked together, until he has become a soul-infused personality. He has then attained unity with his higher self. Through the building of the Antahkarana, another thread is added to the soul-fused personality, and the true spiritual individual is linked with and comes under the direction of the spiritual triad. At the fourth initiation, the soul body, the causal body so-called, disappears, and the thread of consciousness is occultly snapped. Neither the soul body nor the thread are any longer required. They become now only the symbols of a non-existent duality. The soul is no longer the repository of the consciousness aspect as hitherto. All that the soul has stored up of knowledge, science, wisdom, and experience garnered in the life cycle of many eons of incarnation are now the sole possession of the individual spiritual man. He transfers them into the higher correspondence of the sensory perceptive apparatus, the instinctual nature on the three planes of the three worlds. Nevertheless, he still possesses awareness of all the past events and knows now why he is what he is. Much of the information about the past he discards. It has served its purpose, leaving him with the residue of experienced wisdom. His life takes on a new coloring, totally unrelated to the three worlds of his past experience. He, the sum total of that past, faces new spiritual adventures and has now to tread the path which leads him away from normal human evolution onto the way of the higher evolution. This new experience he is well equipped to face. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, pages 710 through 711.